Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Padres manager Bob Melvin joins us here via the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Bob, thank you for your time, man. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on. I think this might be the first time in a while that I've been on with you, so look forward to it.
Glad to have you on. Now, you're in town, I assume, for a little mini camp action, huh?
We do. We have this week, we have a lot of our pitch in, just kind of taking stock a little bit, getting the guys together. Joe Musgrove's kind of taking charge of this whole thing as far as, you know, getting some guys out afterwards and so forth, and just kind of a bonding thing, getting the young pitchers and the veteran guys together. Good idea, and it seems to be working pretty well.
Bob, it doesn't seem that long ago that you guys were playing the Phillies here, and we were all screaming our lungs out, cheering for Padre baseball in the National League Championship Series. How much of that will you use to talk to your team about, hey, we got to just get one step further when you bring everybody together for spring training? How much of that, what happened, and maybe the disappointment at the end of that, will you use to prepare for this season?
Well, it might have come up today, actually, and talking with some of the guys, I think more it's just kind of clarity for a team going to spring training, knowing what the goal is. So, you know, there, every year you go to spring training, there are a lot of teams that feel like they have a chance to, you know, to have a good season, go to the playoffs and do well. It's the teams that end up, you know, probably in the final four the year before that the next year think, you know, there's certain clarity in where we want to go. There's a hunger because of where we ended up last year. And, you know, I don't feel like I need to say anything, but, you know, at times we will, just to make sure the guys know what our goals are and, you know, what our vision is going forward.
Bo Mel, one of the things that I recall you saying a lot last year, at least early on, was, you know, this is your first year really trying to get to know your roster and all of the guys and the kind of the inner workings of how things go. Year two, I imagine there's a lot more comfort there. How do things change for you in year two at the helm?
Yeah, I mean, it's night and day. It's you going out on a field just like, you know, yesterday and today and knowing our guys. You know, when because of the year before with the lockout or whatever and not being able to, you know, talk to our guys and get to know them before you get to spring training, you walk out on a field, you're addressing a room full of guys that you don't really know personally, and you're trying to get your message across to people that don't know you either. So they know what I'm all about. I know what they're all about. We have a core group coming back that's had some success. So, you know, moving forward this year is just so much easier.
Bob, how many lineups have you put together in your head, not only for opening day, but for when Fernando Tatis Jr. comes back? I mean,
you know,
sounds like a lot of fun to have your options, at least, going into the season.
It is a lot of fun. There's some stress involved with it, though. I'm writing things down, and I'm like, okay, who do I want to get? I want to get my on-base guys up early, but does that move Manny back a slot or Toddy back a slot? Or, you know, I wish I could all hit them in the two-hole, to tell you the truth, to get them as many at-bats as I possibly can, but it's certainly first-world problems. It's a good problem to have. We'll figure out as we go along, but, man, with the additions of, you know, certainly Xander and what he can do, either the top of the lineup or knocking runs in, now with Nelson Cruz and Matt Carpenter, and, you know, the lineup gets a little bit deeper. So I've scribbled a few off and thrown a few around a little bit, but you know, we'll figure that out once we go, and certainly once we get Toddy back after, what is it, 20 games or so.
Padres manager Bob Melvin joins us here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. And Bob, you know, you're scratching down. You said you scratched down a few lineups already, but typically, you know, it takes a little bit of time. In your experience, when you have this kind of talent, how long does it take to find a lineup that is conducive throughout the whole thing?
Well, it does. And you know, you can sit here and go through the drill as much as you want, but it's not until you get to spring training, you get through spring training, and then obviously the health component. You know, you just envision everybody being healthy coming through spring. A lot of times that's not the case. So, you know, I think we do have, at this point in time, more depth than we started out with last year and really had probably toward the end of the season too, whether it's, you know, some pinch hitting options, some guys that understand how to come off the bench, and probably a few more options to make some moves during the course of the games. I think that's another exciting component to this.
Xander Bogaerts made it pretty clear that he's planning to play shortstop, at least when he was brought in here. I'm assuming that is the direction the Padres are probably going to go. So as far as you know, or have you talked with Fernando Tatis, and how on board is he with moving to the outfield? Obviously he wants to be in the lineup. And how comfortable are you going to be with him there?
Fernando just wants to play. So when you've been out as long as he has, you know, it's just about getting out there and being with your teammates again and supporting them, doing whatever's best for the team. And, you know, I was even joking with him yesterday in the weight room about lineups, and he goes, man, he said, I've been thinking about him too. You know, he's used to hitting leadoff, but he's like, hey, whatever you want to do and whatever creates the most opportunities for us to score runs, I'm all in for. So when you hear something like that, and that's just the batting order, then, you know, my talks with him and experiences with him are that he just wants to get out in the field and play baseball and help his team win. So certainly at this point, he's making it easy on me.
Any idea in terms of the outfield where you could see Fernando playing, left, center? I mean, you have a pretty darn good center fielder in Trent Grisham and the way he covers ground. How do
two
you
gold gloves? That's good, right?
Right, that's pretty good. How do you go about, you know, getting the offense you want without necessarily taking away from the defensive strength?
Right, and that's just a process leading up to spring as well. So yeah. I mean, leading up to spring and then leading up to the season as well. We know we won't start with Fernando right away, so you know that's taking that one piece off the board, but I think the part for me that, you know, when you talk about Xander at short, and he will play short, is, you know, we can't put everybody at short. Somebody else has to play somewhere else. And at this point in time, everybody's been fine with, hey, look, this year is all about us winning. We'll do whatever we can to, you know, to help the team and whatever that dynamic is as far as, you know, roster construction, where guys are playing, we're going to be all in. And, you know, at this point in time, those are conversations you have on the phone once you get on the field with them and you start doing drills and you start moving guys around. You know, we're going to have some guys playing different positions. That's the one thing that a glut of shortstops, you know, does for us. But, you know, we'll figure that one out in spring training. But like I said, these guys are all making it easy on me by saying, look, we just want to win.
Bob Melvin is with us, a little off-season report, but it's not much more off-season, people. Spring training is just less than a month away. On paper, it appears to all of us that it's Darvish, it's Musgrove, it's Snell, it's probably Nick Martinez, Seth Lugo, Adrian Morejon. Do you have any other names and people you're thinking about for the starting rotation?
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of depth guys that we brought in, too. So, you know, that'll play its way out in spring training as well. You know, we have Groom in the organization. Weathers is another guy. Honeywell, we just got from, you know, was with Oakland last year. So we're trying to create as many depth pieces as we possibly can. One thing that we always, you know, I always do in spring training is let the guys know that, hey, look, you know, 26 is 26, but you're always going through 40, 45, sometimes 50 players over the course of the season. So everybody in this room has a good chance of being part of this thing right now, which means you need to stay ready at any particular time. And, you know, there's going to be injuries. You know, there's going to be performance. Guys are going to perform well and elevate their roles. Other guys are not, and maybe either send guys up and down. So everybody has to understand that you know, the way you look at it on paper, once you get to spring training, sometimes isn't how it plays out, and we're going to need an army of guys to be able to be successful.
Now, the strategy changed a little bit last year, Bowman. I remember in spring training, at one point, you're pretty adamant about having a five-man rotation when the season started. But talking to the guys as it went along, and you had the sixth with the possible seventh guy kind of rotating in there early on, they seemed to like it. Is that a strategy that you guys are looking to take part in again this season?
Well, you know, if we have the personnel to do it, sure. I mean, it allowed us to use our starters a little bit longer. It allowed them to get a little more rest. It allowed them to be a little bit fresher once the end of the season came around, when you knew you were going to go back to five, sometimes four. And as these guys were, you know, probably as fresh as anybody going into the postseason. So, but you have to have quality to be able to do that.
Right.
So, you know, it depends on how stretched out we get Nick. It depends how stretched out we get Seth Lugo. You know, these two guys are going to pitch four or five for us. And if you're covering four or five innings on those days, and now you're going to go to a six-man rotation with someone else you're going to have to do that with, it might be difficult to do. So that'll all work itself out as we go along. But would we like to be able to do that? Of course. That means we have a lot of depth and a lot of personnel to do it.
Bob, you'll probably believe this. You've been around the game so long and been around, you know, talk shows. We still get complaints from Padre fans that are concerned about this year's team. And they're concerned that after the starting nine, the starting 10, there isn't the same depth, perhaps, that there was a year ago. Do you have any concern there about guys like Azokar and Dixon and Severino? Or do you feel you have enough pieces to fill out the 26?
Well, I think we have the potential to have more depth this year as far as the 26. Now, you know, we're moving guys around within, you know, once Toddy comes back, we're moving around guys within the starting nine. But, you know, where Carpenter ends up, and, you know, he can come off the bench too, where Nelson Cruz is on a particular day, we have the option of bringing him off the bench too. I'm sure we're not done as far as looking at other players too. But, you know, last year, guys like, you know, Sugar did a great job for us, and Dixon really didn't get a ton of at-bats, just had a couple of games coming up. There's another depth piece for us too. So I'm actually happy with the depth that we have right now. And like I said, we're not even to spring training yet, and things could happen before them. And it seems like with the Padres, things happen during spring training as well. So, you know, I would say I think we're good right now, and let's see where we end up once the season starts in April.
Bo, you know, last year I had this team had this city on fire. When you go through some of the ups and downs that this ball club did last year, is there anything to being able to take those wounds and it making you a stronger unit the following year? Because you guys, it wasn't smooth sailing last year. It was you guys had to really grind that out before things clicked. Is there something to be said about being able to carry that into this year?
You know, I think you probably are in my meetings. It's something that I bring up often, is anything that's worthwhile takes a little pain and hardship and is tough to get there. And during the season, we talked about it a lot. Hey, look, this isn't easy. It's probably not going to be easy. But, we're like, we guarantee you once we get to where we need to go, it's going to serve us well. And I think we were a tougher club in the postseason because of what we had to go through. You look at the roster and you say, we stack up against anybody. We've had to go through a lot of stuff to get here. And now you take a breath and say, okay, we're in the dance now and we're a bit dangerous team. And I think that the trials and tribulations that got us to that point, it made us a better team in the postseason.
You had a message for fans right at the end of last season, Bob, and talking about how great they were and how a lot of that was done for them. And you couldn't believe the atmosphere, the Dodger series, the Philly series, et cetera. What would be your last message to fans as we get ready to start spring training this time around?
It had such an impact, and it had an impact on us. It had an impact on the other team. It had an impact when you come to San Diego. You know you're going to get a raucous crowd that, you know, it's hard to even call them fans. I mean, they're Padres is what they are. They're dressed like us. They're wearing the same uniforms. They're rooting for us like we are in the dugout. It's just an extension of us. And I think, you know, I haven't been here in the past, and I've been here before when it's a great atmosphere. But, man, last year and toward the end of last year, I don't know that there was a more electric place to play in all of baseball. And we certainly felt that, and we wanted to intimate that when the season was over, what the impact was our group that comes out and watches play.
Well, we obviously, in about 7 minutes, the Hall of Fame is going to start their announcement. Now, it won't actually happen at 3 o'clock, although they're telling us 3 o'clock. It'll probably be somewhere at 3:40, something around there. I won't ask you who you think should get in, but Scott Rowland's name has come up. I know you've managed against him, or you at least seen him up close and personal. What are your thoughts on some of these guys who are up for it? Scott Rowland in particular is one that stands out to me.
Right. So, I don't take a deep dive into the numbers. I look at it as who impacted the way I do things and or watching these guys play who I thought were the true, really, really stars of the game. Now, obviously, longevity has a lot to do with it and getting into the Hall of Fame. But guys like Jack Morris, you know, it took Jack a long time. And I'm like, Jack Morris is a Hall of Famer. You just feel it. You know, Alan Trammell, guys like that, you just feel it. Right. I feel the same way about Scott Rowland. So I don't know what the overall numbers are. But, man, he was, you know, both sides of the ball, the grit, the determination, the numbers that he put up every year, the feeling that he had when he came to the plate in big spots. That's kind of what I look at a little bit more so than overall numbers.
Yeah, no, he certainly was a presence. You felt it every time he was either at the plate or even when he was at third base. Bo Mel, always fun catching up. Looking forward to our conversations come spring training. You guys have a good mini camp, and we'll see you out in Arizona.
My pleasure. Come on, come on anytime and look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, Bo Mel, thank you. Man, always nice catching up with the manager, Bob Melvin.
Catching up.
We did. That was Bob Melvin, Padres manager on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. That was Bo Mel. We get to break here. Daily Gambit on the way. Lakers and Clippers tonight.
Oh, we got a bet on it.
Yeah, Lakers break out their new weapon. We'll explain. More Gwen and Chris on the way.
Though.
Yeah, we'll have to gamble responsibly. Did LeBron get younger? Is that the new weapon?
Maybe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.